And Business Hour continues, sponsored by Chase. WBBM News Time, 12:31.
Well, let's see if we can get an idea of what's been going on here on Wall Street today. We're joined by Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners, just to the north of us in Evanston. Nice to have you back on the program with us, Mike. And we've been talking to many analysts over the past several days, and the consensus seems to be that this is a range-bound market, that we're pretty much stuck between the 1,200 and 1,275. 1300 level at the very top. What's your thinking?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an up and down market this week. We still have a great gain so far in October with the broad market up 9% after obviously a really terrible third quarter. Today you're seeing the Dow clinging to a small gain and the NASDAQ is down. The S&P is pretty much flat. What I see are really three big headlines going on today, and you guys mentioned this before the break. Big mover today in the Dow is Boeing. They were up over 5%. They raised full-year guidance on earnings and also beat third-quarter earnings estimates by a pretty big margin. They had a very long and painful delay over 3 years with the Dreamliner plane, and it finally flew its first commercial flight today from Tokyo to Hong Kong. They already have 800 orders for the Dreamliner, which should help earnings going forward, as they can only make 120 planes per year at maximum production level. So that'll take a while to get all those planes made. Stock has been on a pretty steady decline since 07 when the first of seven delays was reported. So this is a welcome change for anyone who's owning Boeing stock and hopefully a move in the right direction. The second big story I see is Amazon. You know, the tech-heavy NASDAQ is being dragged down by Amazon after they posted a pretty big drop in third-quarter profits, and then they actually lowered guidance for the fourth quarter. They've been spending a ton of money on warehouses, data centers, digital content, all good things to spend money on if you're preparing your company to grow over the future. So I think there was a little bit of an overreaction with the market on that stock because they seem like they're trying to do things to keep the company growth going. The third big story, and this is a story that we've had around for months, and this is going to continue to be the story, I think, for a long time, is the cloud still hanging over Europe and particularly Greece. We have the leaders of all 27 EU countries meeting today to tackle Greece and also to put a plan in place that will hopefully prevent any debt crisis in Greece from spreading to other countries. The Eurozone banks are said to be working out a plan that would cut the value of Greek bonds by around 50%. And then extend the maturity of those bonds out to 30 years. So big change there. They're also discussing recapitalizing Eurozone banks, increasing the size of these Eurozone bailout. So short term, there's a lot of fear hanging over the market that a deal might not be completed at the summit today. And I think that fear is very warranted. I think leaders may agree on a broad outline of measures today, but it's not likely that all the crucial details of the plan will be figured out today. I think that's later on, something that will be negotiated by finance ministers of these countries.
Mike, what's your advice to investors right now with all this uncertainty out there?
What I'm telling investors is to stick to your asset allocation. Asset allocation determines 90% of your portfolio performance. I think investors need to assess their risk tolerance. It's a great time to do that. After the crisis of, you know, a couple years back and now the up and down markets, see where you are in terms of your risk tolerance and then build a portfolio that has a good mix of investments, not just stocks. Put bonds in there, commodities, cash. Once that asset allocation is in place, I always stress to investors they should stick to that plan regardless of what's happening in the market.
What is your thinking about income-oriented investments, corporate bonds and the like, even junk bonds, master limited partnerships, and REITs?
I sort of stay away from junk bonds. I think the run in junk bonds has seen its day. What I do in terms of income-oriented investments is invest in dividend funds. There's one, you know, I do mutual funds and ETFs at my shop. The one I like a lot now is Vanguard Dividend Appreciation Fund. The ticker is VIG as in girl. What I like about it is you're investing with a margin of safety. You know, dividends give you that margin. This is an ETF that focuses on very, very high quality, large company U.S. stocks that have increased their dividend in each of the past 10 years. So you're not going to get a lot of companies that, you know, throw out a big dividend for a few years and then flame out. These are companies that have had solid dividends for a long period of time. The yield of that ETF is currently around 2.5%.
All right. Well, some good advice, and we'll take it to heart. And, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Willman in Evanston runs Blue Sky Investment Partners.